Music right there from Tune Yards. That's from Nicki Knack, their latest album. We had Leah Isis before that. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah from their latest album called Only Run. And we started that set off with The Decemberists from their latest album. It's called What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. Well, we are ready for some beautiful music this evening. I am so excited to have our guests live in the studio. They're from right here in Yellow Springs, and you may have heard them a while ago on Excursions with Nikki Dakota, but they've been working hard. They have been doing some new stuff, and we are so excited for their Kaleidoscope debut. We're going to tell you how you can check them out live here in just a little bit, but first we're going to hear some live music from Gin Soaked Angels.
That song was called Good Champagne. This next one is called Black Jack Rabbit. We'll be right back.
are things that you wear better. At least that's one place we won't go. Cause I'm a white rabbit running when it's cold outside, and I'm looking for a hollow where it's safe to hide. I can take you along to the underground. We'll be right back.
Gin-Soaked Angels, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Juliet.
Hey, very happy to have you all here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So, how is it that all of you came together and started making music together? I mean, I know, like I said when I introduced you, I saw you guys, it's been at least a year, if not longer, on with Nikki. But I know, Ryan, in talking to you here in town, you guys have been changing and evolving and working on some new stuff. Tell me first the origin. How did you guys all come together and start making music?
It's been a pretty crazy process so far. I guess originally Tony and I met on the street here in Yellow Springs with acoustic guitars in our hands and automatically drawn to one another. And we haven't turned back since, really. We started playing together. When he heard me playing, he was playing along. And
Ryan was playing Wish You Were Here at an open mic night here in town at the Spirited Goat Coffee Shop. And I had my guitar. I'd played a set earlier in the night. At the time, Ryan ran the open mic night, and there were maybe two, three musicians, maybe four people total in the coffee shop at the time. And Ryan started playing this song, and I knew it was really, really bad etiquette, but I started playing along with him. And beautiful man that he is, instead of yelling at me, he invited me up on the microphone with him, and we played another 10, 12 songs before the end of the night.
I see.
And then we started practicing with Micah at his place a little after that with our original bass player, Dustin Underwood, who also used to host that same open mic night with Ryan. So Micah, I think, took pity on us, came and decided to give us a shot playing drums with us, which we're really grateful that he did that because he's a monster. Ricky over here on percussion, he wandered into town, and he was playing his ukulele and his drums in and around town, and wandered into an after party at the house that Ryan and I were living at, and threw down and played some music there, and started showing up at all the shows, brought his drum and stood in the crowd, and we got to actually hear the sounds that that man was making, and we couldn't have him standing down in the audience anymore. We had to have him up on stage with us. And then Mike on bass also kind of rescued us. We've had a lot of trouble with bass players. We've gone through four of them. We're really glad that Mike has landed here with us. Mike's actually a PhD student at Wright State. Also wandered into the open mic night played a little bit with Ryan, too. So Ryan sucked him in as well and haven't looked back since.
Yeah, we essentially have open mic at the Spirit of Goat Coffee House to thank for us all getting together. That's where we all started hanging out, and that's where we all got the chance to actually play music together and see what we were all able to do and basically fall in love with the music that we play.
I love how organically it happened. It just kind of, you know, one person found another, and then another kind of, you know, wandered in, and then another and another. That's really cool. How did you guys, as you were gaining members of the band and sort of finding each other's sound and all that, how did you guys start to tackle writing songs together as a band? How did it start, and how does it work now?
Well, it's actually been a pretty organic process. Writing songs. A lot of the songs we play, Tony is the main songwriter in the band, and he'll bring it to me or take it to Mike, and we'll start putting things together, and then we take it to rehearsal. And a lot of times we fall on our faces, and it's really messy, and it's really ugly. Yeah, that's a good word, Micah. Yeah. But after that.
I think more recently, too, the dynamic. I mean, Tony obviously will bring songs, but the dynamic seems to be changing a little bit in the sense that it's we're kind of jamming and just playing around and seeing what works and what we like and then building from there.
It has definitely gone from me bringing things that I've written to the band to figure out how to play as the band into a more organic process. We all hang out. We'll bring a couple different movements. Somebody will play a lick, and then someone else will jump on it. They'll say, do it again, and we will jam it, and we will let it live and let it breathe. And some of those ideas die, and they die horrible deaths. And some of those ideas, you know, we water and we tend and we let grow, and they turn into some beautiful things.
Sounds like kind of again that cool evolution of just, you know, letting you guys evolve together musically.
Absolutely,
the songs.
It's been very non-structured the whole time. It's not been anybody's specific project to tell anybody else what to do. Everybody writes their own parts, and it happens very naturally.
If I had to say anything, I'd say, like, the fact that we're a band, and two, I think we're pretty much just really good, I'd say best friends. Like, we hang out, and hanging out, doing whatever we do isn't really a structured thing. And if we come in and we play music, if you have something to say, go ahead and say it. And if I have something to compliment it, I'll do that. And it really works kind of hand in hand.
So then having that friendship and having that looseness and that sort of ability to have that musical dialogue, however it's going to happen. How do you guys then sort of decide when something is quote unquote done or ready to record or ready to take out on stage? Or do you find that the songs, you know, are evolving even as you're playing them out or as you're, you know, working on recording them and all of that?
We made changes to every song that we're going to play here today, yesterday for our last practice. I don't know that done is really a word that applies to our music. We're always ready to record. We're always ready to know where we're standing right now. And I think that really helps us not, you know, get too caught up on the question of, you know, is this okay now? Whether or not we're going to play a song out, we're also really lucky in the sense that our crew of people is extremely supportive. They're going to love us if we fall on our face. And so it hasn't been intimidating to bring a new piece of music, even if it's not incredibly fleshed out yet, to the group of people that we know and love that will come and see us when we play at shows. So there's not a whole lot of, you know, fear on that front.
What's great about it, there's never a time, I think, when we're all hanging out that somebody doesn't have an instrument in their hands. And a lot of those subtle changes that we make to our music happen in those moments, happen when we're all hanging out and... it is magic to me, how things click and how things work. And if it feels right, we're not afraid to put it in front of people. And most of the time, a lot of our fans are friends, and they're hanging out and listening to us, and they get to be a part of the whole process as well.
It's going to be fun for the people that come to see you guys, because it sounds to me like no two shows would be the same at all. And every time you come, you're very much witnessing the process as it's playing out on stage.
It is always changing and evolving. And it's not just us that brings that. And we've learned that along the way. The people who come there and the people who show up and who dance in front of the stage and sometimes hop up and dance on the stage, and sometimes unasked might hop on a microphone too. The live event of our music is something that lives in that moment, and we're not the only people making it.
I think it serves everyone well, like us plus the audience, because who would want to do the same thing over and over, right?
Right.
So it's definitely enjoyable from this end, and I think it's enjoyable out there as well. So,
in talking about live shows, I know that you guys are going to be playing this weekend here in Yellow Springs at the Gulch, and then you've got some other things coming up. You're going to be at One-Eyed Jack's later this month. What is the rest of the spring looking like? Are you going to be hitting it pretty hard in terms of live dates, or getting ready for festival season maybe, or just kind of taking what comes?
Show dates are always the goal. Festivals are a joy and something that we look forward to every year. Coming up right now, on top of the 7th and the 15th, we have a show on Saturday, February 21st. We just got access to the Actors Theater in Fairborn.
Nice.
That's where we rehearse.
Very cool.
That's our studio space, and it's also a venue that we're trying to kind of put together. So we're hoping people will come out for that. And there'll be more information on our Facebook Also on Saturday, March 7th, we're opening for a band called Vibe Indirect out of Cleveland. That show is also at One Eye Jack's, but those guys are great, and we're really looking forward to that show too. We're always always striving for the next one. We definitely have other shows coming up, and we update our Facebook as we go, so you can always check us out there and keep up to date on what we're doing.
Perfect, perfect. And we've actually got a link up to your Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there, connect with Gin Soaked Angels, check out their live dates, and keep posted on what they are up to. In talking about what you guys have been up to, I know you've been doing a little bit of recording. What's that been like?
We've been recording at Studio Z, which, as Ryan said, is now living at the Actors Theater in Fairborn. We've been doing a lot of the recording and the producing ourselves. It's been a learning process for us, and we've also, Studio Z recently went through a move. We moved from here in town in Yellow Springs to the Actors Theater, and so we've been juggling that rehearsal and some recording time. It has been agonizing at times trying to make all of those things work together, but it has been extremely fun, and it has taught us a whole lot along the way too, and hopefully soon we're going to have some material that we can give to people.
That's awesome. Having now the experience of engineering your own recordings, has that made you guys look at your music any differently?
Definitely. Playing music, like we said, jamming it and building it on the spot, a lot of the time, you know, whatever goes, goes, and whatever goes disappears, too. The recording process makes us listen to things over and over again. It lets us know when we're doing too much, when we're doing too little, forces us to pay attention to all of those things. It's been informative, not just about, you know, how to push buttons and line tracks up and things like that, but about our musical process as well and about our critical thinking process, which has been really neat.
That's got to be a really fun experience for sure.
It is great.
I think it's really opened up our lines of communication as a band as well, being able to make decisions together about our sound and our music, and that translates well to the stage. So it's a growing process all the time.
Are you thinking that these recordings are going to yield like a full-length album, or are you just going to release them song by song, or have you even gotten that far to decide how you're going to put them out yet?
Ideally, we would love to have a full-length album. We have more than enough material for it. A lot of the material is in a state of polishing, like we talked about. It might turn out that to try to get things out a little bit more quickly, we'll do a truncated album and then do a complete project later on. But the goal and the hope is a full album.
Excellent. Well, we'll just keep an eye to your Facebook page for progress on that. In the meantime, you can check out Gin Soaked Angels this Saturday, February 7th at the Gulch here in downtown Yellow Springs, February 15th at One Eye Jack's, that's out in Fairborn, right by Wright State, and more dates to come, and check out their Facebook page for all of those. We've got them linked to our page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And guys, can we hear some more live ones?
You sure can.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back for more live music with Gin Soaked Angels. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
WYSO's mornings are full of local stuff. From Poor Will's Almanac to Veterans Voices, Miami Valley StoryCorps, Rediscovered Radio, and Why So Curious. Plus, we have local commentators talking about the climate, aviation, and community events. Not to mention our news team, keeping you up to date on the news of the day. All this local goodness is every weekday on Morning Edition from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 91.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in.
Every March, the people in this town go out to the surrounding cattle acreages and they cull the diamondback herds and they gather up 1.5 tons of rattlesnake. And why they tell you this in weight, I don't know.
Join us next time for stories of rescue, widowhood, and rattlesnakes. That's the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
Tonight at 11, right after Kaleidoscope on WISO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we are going to hear some more live music from our guests, Gin-Soaked Angels, here in the studio.
Guys, this is a brand new one. It's called K.O. Costa. It's never been heard before. One, two, three, four.
Sammy Foley's papa was a carpenter. He held her close while she learned the words. Taught her how to move, the future looks unsure. She sailed to a city where she broke her heart. Gave her mind and body to the martial arts. To defend herself while she waited for life to start.
That song is called K.O. Costa. This last one we're going to do is called Crashing Colors. I speak in rainbows, I wear the sun. I speak to angels and leave no shoe prints where I run. And I hear in color, but I learn to speak in sound. And I bleed in black and white, and my feet can taste the ground. Burn my home to the ground.
Your welcome home scrawled upon my chest. I found my heart and hands, and I'm ready for the rest. Won't make you take your
halo.
Gin-soaked angels live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Saturday at the Gulch here in Yellow Springs on the 15th at One Eye Jackson Fairborn, and plenty more dates to come. Connect with them on Facebook, and we've got a link to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for
having us, Julia.
Check out Gin Soaked Angels Saturday here in Yellow Springs on the 15th in Fairborn, and connect with them online. All the details, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is member supported, 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We've got more live music coming up for you a little later on, so stick around. Right now, here's TV on the Radio.
Shut down gear.